This is the Business Pros Radio Show with Paul Tilby on Talk Radio, AM 640.
And it's 9:04. Good Sunday morning to everybody. Thanks for joining us here. It's the Business Pros Radio Hour. I'm Ryan Bonner. And joining us, he wasn't here the last time around, but he's back in studio, Paul Tilby, CEO of Business Pros Marketing Online, businessprosmarketing.com. And we had the pleasure of having Nancy Hooland, co-founder of Business Pros Marketing, COO, in your place, Paul, the last time out. You're off on business requirements.
I put on a few thousand miles over the last month or so. It seems like I've been sort of to the far reaches of the universe. Well, San Diego anyway, and West Palm Beach and a few other places. So, yeah.
Hopefully collecting the points on the on those.
Yeah, it's good for
miles traveled.
It's good for that.
That's true. And actually, before the show started, we were just talking about, you know, you play golf sometimes for pleasure, sometimes for business. And I was asking, you know, do you ever hold back in your golf game depending on who you're playing with? And he said, no, you always play your best.
Yeah, it's not fair to the other person to give them a free ride.
No, and they'll know if you're doing that. But it's I think you can draw, you know, pull that over to the business world and how many businesses out there could be playing better, could be playing their best, and they just, they figure, the effort I'd have to put in to do that isn't worth it. It's going to cost a bit of money. How often do you come across that? I'm guessing quite a bit.
All the time.
Yeah.
In fact, when I do, and most of the traveling that I've been doing more keynotes than I usually do. I usually do breakout sessions, which I really like because I can actually train people on best practices for businesses. But I've been doing more keynotes than normal, and I've had to actually work with PowerPoint, which is not my favorite thing to do. I used to call it death by PowerPoint. So I've tried to figure out a way to make PowerPoint sort of more interesting, not loaded up with a bunch of points, you know.
Here's
like 26 points per slide.
Yeah.
I saw that yesterday, by the way. I was speaking at an event yesterday called Carafin. It was a big business conference here in Toronto at the Science Center, and I was the keynote speaker at that. And there was a guy before me, and I had a conversation with him afterward because it was really interesting statistical information.
Yeah.
But I'm looking at the PowerPoint slides, and he's pointing to stuff on the PowerPoint slides that no one in the audience can read, right? It's so small and tiny.
He's trying to jam it all in.
And he's got all these graphs and everything. Anyway, what's my point? My point is that I want to talk about what I talked about with those audiences over the last month or so, because
sure,
we're talking about, you know, a few thousand people. And what I always try to do at the beginning is I try to figure out who they are, because if I don't know where they're coming from or what they want or what demographic or geographic or profile or preferences they fit into, I'm just throwing out a generic talk. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I want to be able to tailor it
zero
to their
in
need,
on these people. Yeah.
Right. And so to answer your question, it's basically, I always want to make sure that people get the most value based on what it is they actually want. And a lot of times I don't think speakers do that. I think speakers tend to, you know, they have their keynote and they don't really, I mean, they know it's a business audience, but they don't really try to categorize them. Anyway.
They just pre-prepare something and,
right,
and that's it. Then they just do a...
So I wanted to talk about the information that I've shared with those audiences, because I've been really thinking hard about it. Because like I said, I haven't been doing a lot of keynotes recently. So to do this, I had to really tailor my things, but also think of, well, what is the most value that I can bring? So we're going to talk about three things today, as much as we can.
Sure.
The first one is segment polling and segmenting, which is really important. The second one is, let's see if we can get through that one and then we'll move on
to the next few.
So I have lots of friends, right, over the years, and I had some old friends come into town, yesterday. He's a musician actually from my old life, and they've been friends for years, like 22, 23 years. And when people come into town, we always try to do something interesting, because when people are from out of Toronto, right, there's so much to do here and you can pick and choose what you want to do. So we went to a comedy club, which is really my sort of really favorite thing to do, kind of, because I just like laughing, you know?
Sometimes but you have to just be careful when you're bringing other people in to see, because you don't know what acts they like.
Well, yeah,
you have to choose
one. Because there's always four in the lineup. Like, we go to Absolute Comedy on Yonge Street, you know?
Yeah,
in Eglinton.
It's a great
night. It was packed to the rafters last night. It was unbelievable. And they were really, really good. And it was interesting because, you know, when you take other people that have never been to something like that before, there's always little nuances that you're familiar with that they're not familiar with, like, you know, don't sit in the front row. That kind of stuff, right?
Especially I did it with a Hawaiian shirt on. I was picked out immediately years ago. So yeah, you never sit in the front row. That's for sure.
So we're standing in line because, you know, you're supposed to be there like half an hour early. So yeah. We get there like 35 minutes earlier and we're already like, you know, number 62 in line. Like it was packed. And you really want to sit down in the lower area. And I'm standing in line and I was like, the line's not moving at all, right? So I leave the line and I go to the front of the line and I show the guy in the booth my digital thing that I signed up online. It's like, if I have this, do I need to stand in line? He goes, yes. So I get back in line. And as I'm walking back to my place in line, I see a client. There's a client of mine in line. His name's Moshe. And he... his family, he has a really, really famous father who is an expert in ADD and ADHD for kids and adults and whatever.
Really?
And we helped them with their online presence. And I'm going to tell you how this went down with this client after the break, because it's the funniest thing, but also has a business point that I wanted to make to it, because... you know, it's number one, you go to a comedy club, right? And everything just becomes funny.
Oh, you hope.
And you say stuff and you say stuff thinking that it's funny. And then you see the look on people's faces. Is he trying to be funny because he thinks he's a comedian now or something like that? And it just kind of backfires on you. And so I want to tell you how that went down after the break.
Well, we'll do that with Paul Tobey here, CEO of Business Pros Marketing online, businessprosmarketing.com. The number to call, 647-608-7767. We'll talk more about why you should give that number a call and check out the website. When we come back here, it's Talk Radio AM 640 and the Business Pros Radio Hour. If you have any questions about how to make your business better, increase your sales, get a bigger presence out there. Maybe you're not doing such a great job of that. Maybe you're doing well in what your business is all about, but not the marketing aspect of it. That's what Paul Tobey's here to help you do. He's CEO of Business Pros Marketing online, businessprosmarketing.com. You can give him a call, 647-608-7767. And we have all the points now, and we'll get through those throughout the show here. We're talking about polling, segmenting. I won't share the others. We won't get
right,
to those
right, so there's three content marketing trends for 2017. But I want to get back to what we were talking about before the break, because when I showed up at the line at the Absolute Comedy Club last night, and I really love to go to those places because I love to laugh my face off. And there's a client in line named Moshe, and his family and his father's quite famous, who runs an online site called Maximind. I believe it's .ca.
Maximind.
And so we helped him with their Infusionsoft. And you know how complicated Infusionsoft can be to automate your marketing, sales, fulfillment, HR, finance, all that kind of stuff, right?
Does it all.
So Moshe, he figures it out by himself, right? He's working in the company. He figures out how to build out Infusionsoft himself. And he's a really, really smart guy, like super, super IT intelligent, right? And when he came to us, he had this elaborate campaign that did everything for his company, allowed people to book appointments, and, you know, he's tracking people through the sales funnel and everything.
The problem was
they had no tracking system because it was so complicated. You couldn't actually figure out what it did. So we helped Moshe kind of define the tagging system. We have a very proprietary system. But anyway, my point is he's like a super smart guy. And so when I see him in line, I wanted, hey, Moshe, how's it going? And he's one of our, like, he loves us because we were able to help his business online like significantly. Like we really, really helped him. And so he's a really good, you know, just friend and client and whatever. So I go up and I say hi to him and I say, hey, I come here, you know, at least once every 2 months. Have you ever been here before? He goes, no, this is my first time. And I just, in the back of my mind, is like, should I tell him the rules
or should I say what's
really going on here? And he's with some, you know, a couple other people who I didn't recognize. And it turned out that one of them was his younger brother. And so I didn't say anything. I said, yeah, look us up when we're in the comedy club. And I go into the room and they're sitting in the front row.
Oh, they're right up there.
And I thought, well, I was in line. So should I tell him not to sit in the front row or should I? And so
let him learn.
They were sitting ducks for every single comedian last night. It was the funniest thing you've ever seen, right? Because his little brother looked kind of like a... like a grown man trapped in a young child's body. And so, you know, it's just one of those things. Really super sweet guy, but man, it was so, you know, just absolutely hilarious. And I go up and I saw the comedian sitting in the green room last night. And it wasn't really, you know, it's not a green room.
It's
where they're hanging out, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And all four of them were there. And I just kind of went in to say thanks for making me laugh so hard. And I actually talked to the one guy, and he's like an actor on CBC and stuff like that. And said, you know, you want to come on the radio show sometime? He goes, absolutely. And I'm like, give me your business card. And he's like, I don't have a business card.
We'll have to follow up somehow.
Yeah. Okay, I'll try to remember your number, whatever. And, you know, they were, you know, kind and sweet and everything to me, but, and I'm trying to be funny with them, and it was like the worst possible thing you could do because, because they're comedians. Right?
Exactly.
That's what they do for a living.
They're looking down on you.
Saying
like,
stuff in there. I'm just like crickets, right? One of the things I said to them is like, you know, you guys were super, and then I said, especially this guy, and you could see the other two guys like,
yeah, there's no winning in that scenario. Thanks.
Did he just say that? Did he just like say that he's better than us? Anyway, it was fun. Let's get back to business. I know it's important and everybody wants to learn something. So,
So the site, you're right, is maximind.ca.
Yeah, beautiful site.
And you guys had a hand in...
So that whole system is run by Infusionsoft in the back end. So we helped them build that out and...
So again, Infusionsoft, if somebody picks it up, this is a system that allows them to streamline like everything that their site does.
Well, it allows them to automate many of the systems and processes that humans can mess up, right? Like when somebody gets into the lead funnel system, like a lot of people follow up with leads with sticky notes and spreadsheets and stuff like that. And Infusionsoft allows it not to fall through the cracks. So, okay. I had my fun last night. Let's get down to business. After the break, let's get into the top three marketing trends for 2017. Here they are. Number one, you need to poll and segment on your site. Do it automatically because you end up spending a lot of time dealing with clients that aren't a good match for you. So figure it out right up front so you're not wasting your time. Number two, let them choose the journey, but you have to lay it out for them. And number three, invest in the right automation so that they can you can allow them to have a good time and a good journey and find what they want and not let them slip through the cracks.
All right.
So that's what we're going to talk about.
We'll get more into those when we come back here with Paul Tobey, CEO of Business Pros Marketing. And give him a shout, 647-608-7767. You can call that right now. I believe Jeff is standing by at that number. And online, businessprosmarketing.com. It's the Business Pros Radio Hour. It's Talk Radio, AM 640. Questions about making your business better, we're tackling them here. It's the Business Pros Radio Hour. Ryan Bonner with Paul Tobey. He's CEO of Business Pros Marketing. And if you go to the website, businessprosmarketing.com, you'll see along the top there the grants option. And that's how you can find out more about how actually the government can help cover off some of the training that you would undergo with Paul Tobey here in order to, I guess it's working with employees within your company. You train them on how to use something like Infusionsoft to make their marketing of their business a heck of a lot better. And let's get into steps for online approaches here. You have 3 points. The first one, polling and segmenting. What's happening there?
Right. So polling and segmenting is the process that you use when somebody hits a web page or your homepage to basically find out what they want. And the way that we do that is we might have a couple of questions on the initial opt-in form. So, for example, let's say they're requesting a quote. Mm-hmm. So we'll have questions like, well, which of the following best describes you? Or, you know, are you beginner, intermediate, expert, professional? That's kind of one way to segment. You know what I mean? Like whatever question you ask, make sure that you can service that audience. But it allows you to tag them properly, put them into categories, and deliver them a journey that makes sense to them.
How many questions do you want to throw? You don't want to throw too many.
No more than two.
Okay.
But you can have a second opt-in form. So if they do that one, make it optional to have a second opt-in form, you know, that kind of stuff. So the goal is, of course... to know, just like I do with audiences. So, for example, as I was speaking to business audiences over the last month, and it was quite a lot of people, if you think about it, I did the same thing at the beginning. I changed it up a little bit, though. So yesterday, I spoke at this business conference in Toronto at the Science Center. I think I mentioned that already.
Yeah.
And I've got like a couple hundred people in the audience. And I asked them all to stand up. the good news about that is there was like a couple of like opening speakers, and so they've been sitting there for a while. So I get them to stand up. So they want to move around. So stand up, and I pull them, right? Sit down, or no, remain standing if you've been if you own and operate your own business. And a couple of people sit down, and then the next question I said was, and I hadn't used this one before, but it got people laughed, but it was a good question. I said, remain standing if your business is profitable.
Really? Did anybody?
Everyone sat down.
Really?
Like almost everyone. I think there was still like five people standing at the end of that question, which is, you know, that's really telling. Like people get into business and it's tough, right? You've got to figure out ways to make money. And so polling and segmenting allowed me at the beginning of this presentation to know who I'm talking to.
Well,
right?
And then also
so
engage the audience.
So now I can tailor it to them. I say, okay, so here are some of the things that you're going to need to grow your business to the point where it's profitable. Because that's kind of the whole point. Nobody gets in business to lose money.
No.
If you want to, you know, keep your job and stuff like that, that'll pay the bills. But if you get into business, you start losing money, you're not going to be in business very long, because cash flow is the lifeline and the lifeblood of all businesses, right?
So, but I like the polling aspect, because instead of, you know, as you say, you're not a huge fan of just getting up and doing a PowerPoint presentation, but instead of just getting up there and running through slides, you're actually engaging the audience and keeping them focused and becoming
but
part of your thing.
But same online. So you do the same thing online. When you have an opt-in form or you have questions, like, for example, we've been doing the quiz process. So we have this webpage. Oh, my God. The conversion rate on the quiz is amazing. 26% of the audience gives us their email address just to get the results, right? So they actually get the results, but we send them the real answers. So the question is, I need to look it up online to get it right exactly. So give me...
Sure. And then in a moment, we will cover off the other two options here in our three-point list, choose your journey and investing in automation. And we've talked a bit about Infusionsoft over the months in the show. We'll get back into that. Okay, what do you have there?
So the question is, can you answer these 10 questions about digital marketing that every business person should know? Right? And it says start the quiz. So then what it does is it walks them through 10 questions. Well, we learn from that, right? We're not going to make it easy, because if it were easy, they don't need us. But we're asking them questions that they should know the answers to, potentially don't, and then it triggers their minds like, oh, maybe these people can actually help us. So I had somebody in my, on Friday, we do the Infusionsoft user group, which is like live streamed all over the planet Earth. And we had some people in the office, and one of them was a guy who runs Best Buddy Bootcamp here in Toronto. And he's like, oh my God, that's going to work so amazing, because now I can find out what fitness level they're on, what they actually know about what works and what doesn't work. And I'm like, yeah, this is great stuff. So quiz or polling and segmenting allows you to learn about your audience. So that's number one. You have to do that, because if you don't, you're going to try to sell to everyone. And if you sell to everyone, you're selling to no one.
And is it tough to, because you don't want to, when somebody comes to visit your website, you don't want to pester them the moment they arrive. So I guess there's a way you have to kind of do it without driving them away as soon as they arrive,
right? Well, it has to be interesting.
Yeah, well, that's it.
Right, but if you think about the question, can you answer these 10 questions?
There's a challenge.
Not answered. Can you answer these 10 questions? So there's a probably. And then they get into it. And do you know that with these questions, like, you should know these questions, you should know the answers. Less than 10% of the audience gets a passing grade, because it's, you know, you should know the answer, but they don't. So it allows you to learn something and then deliver them a journey that makes sense. So after the break, we're going to talk about, well, what is that journey that you're going to put in front of them next? And that's the next important thing. And if your website doesn't do these things,
well, you have
then
a problem.
You're missing, well, I don't know, it's a problem, but it's definitely it's a missed opportunity to learn about your audience and then deliver them a journey that makes sense to them.
Well, that's what we're doing here. We are learning with Paul Tobey, CEO of Business Pros Marketing, 647-608-7767, online, businessprosmarketing.com. The Business Pros Radio Hour returns in a moment. It's Talk Radio AM 640. You have marketing questions, we have your answers here. It's the Business Pros Radio Hour. Paul Tobey is with me, CEO of Business Pros Marketing. And April 1st has come and gone, and it's no fooling. There's some new money out there for people who are looking for some money and some help.
Right. So this year's round of Canada Job Grant funding came out, and we are super, super busy applying on behalf of our clients for that money. And we're super successful at it. So if you want to get it, there's lots of it. The government needs to give it away because it's already earmarked. So
it's sitting there and doing nothing.
I'm telling you, this program works. The program works because every time we take the money on behalf of our clients, right? It goes to the clients, doesn't come to us, but we help them get it. It creates a job, trains them on advanced marketing processes. It's an amazing thing. And we've seen companies literally make money. I mean, obviously that's the point, but lots of money based on our training of their people. So we build them a system that they need, and then we train them on how to use it. And we use the Canada Job Grant to help them do that.
So how much of the money that they spend on the training through your company, how much can they get back from the government?
In Ontario, up to 83.3%. So it's usually somewhere between 80 and 83% that they get back. So that's pretty good within, 7 to 30 days. So
I would say so. And this is for, they have to have, I guess, at least one employee that you can train. That's how that works.
Yeah, they don't need to have that person, but there needs to be... They can hire one. So we can find them somebody to hire too, and we help them in that way.
So if anybody has any questions on that, they can always contact you, 647-608-7767. Everybody likes some free money coming their way.
Yeah, call Jeff, right? Well, 647-608-7767. Call Jeff right now if you want to learn about the Canada Job Grant, because he's really good at that. That's what he does. Beautiful. He helps our clients source the money, puts in the application, and... It just makes your decision on upping your digital marketing game a lot easier.
That much easier. And we've been talking about your marketing game online with your website. We just discussed polling and segmenting, kind of basically pulling information out of the people who are coming to your site looking for a product or service. Mm-hmm. The next step on this journey is, choosing your journey, basically.
Yes. Yeah. So what we want them to do is we don't want to give them too many choices, because if you give people like a menu with drop-down bars, they kind of get lost, right? And as soon as they land on a page that doesn't necessarily reflect their need,
they're gone.
Yeah, they might be gone. And there's a good possibility of that. So what we try to do is we try to segment the audience in prime real estate. So that's the area above the fold before you scroll. It's a little bit different from mobile, but almost the same thing. And we want them to do something called micro commitments. So everything they click creates a subconscious buy-in because they're engaged. So let's click this, then click something else. And every little click sort of adds up. And subconsciously, they're sort of engaged and they're buying into what we're talking about. But plus, they're also making their own choices. So right up front, we give them three or four choices that are big and bold and colorful and whatever. And basically,
look at me. Yeah.
Right. So we can segment them based on two things. Number one, either who they are. So for example, if you're an industrial company, you can segment them based on, are you in aerospace? Are you in military? Are you in telecom? Are you in, custom design or whatever, right? The fourth one is a little more generic.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can segment them based on what they want. Do you want CNC machining? Do you want, whatever their products and services are? So for us, for our company, it could be, do you want the grant? Do you want digital marketing training? Do you want this? Do you want that? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. And you want them to think that they're making their own choices, and they are, but you also want to basically tell them what to choose in a respect as well.
You're picking things that you actually have. You're not going to put things on your website that you can't service.
Mm-hmm.
So pick the top four things that your company's really good at that you want to make more important in their minds. Put those things right up front. And then they click and they scroll to that area. They read about that thing and then have something else to click and something else to click or something else to log into or give them something for free. This is called choose your journey. You're getting the client to choose their journey, but you're kind of forcing them to do it, right?
Why are there still so many websites out there, though, that as you were saying just a moment ago, they're just splattered with all these different options. Your drop-down menu is just covered with... I was looking recently at some very professional, big company websites, and their drop-down menu has like 15 different options about us, our company history, blah, blah, blah. And these are things I'm wondering, how often are people clicking on these? And what's the reason why they would? And
there's nothing wrong with a menu, because a menu is sort of a quick way to find your way around. The problem is it doesn't tend to be very targeted.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to get them to do what we want them to do first. If they ignore that, which is hard to do because it's right up front, then you might go to the menu and do it that way. But, you know, 60% of all searches are done on mobile phones now. So
really? The
menu's Jeez. Hidden even behind those little lines at the top, right? Right. You hit the little lines and it drops down, and then there's sub menus and whatever. And people are reading this and they get bored very quickly.
Yeah.
Because people's attention span tends to be no longer than like 5 or 6 seconds.
And that's the other day, the fact that 60, I didn't realize it was that high, 60% on your mobile phone. It's a small screen. You have to find a way to get the most important part of your business on that screen without them having to scroll all the way down. And it's something that they don't think about.
Let me drop a bombshell before we go to the break, because, you know, and maybe I should do it after the break.
Why don't we do that? Let's hold on to the bombs. Bombs away after the break.
There is one thing that you can do with mobile that we figured out using heat maps, basically what do people actually do. There's one thing we figured out, that if you do this on your mobile site, it's going to raise your engagement rate by like 500%.
It's
the most amazing thing, and it's so simple that everyone can do this. Have your webmaster like do it today. And so we're going to talk about that when we come back.
If we're fishing, you just hooked the big one there. Hold on. It's the Business Pros Radio Hour. Paul Tobey is going to throw the bombs at you when we come back here. CEO of Business Pros Marketing, businessprosmarketing.com, 647-608-7767. Talk Radio, AM 640. Here, Paul Tobey, CEO of Business Pros Marketing, is with me. I'm Ryan, and businessprosmarketing.com is the website. We're talking about upping your game when it comes to marketing, social media, generating more business, all of that jazz. And 647-608-7767 is the number to call. We've been talking about your online marketing approach, specifically with your website. We went through the first two steps, polling and segmenting, choosing your journey or the client's journey. And number three is up in a moment. But we were talking about your website on a cell phone. You said 60% of all site searches are now done on mobile. And there's one trick you think people should be using.
It's actually more than a trick. It's like a proven strategy. And
it'll work.
And it does flat out work, because what we do is we attach heat map to websites, and that tells us where they actually click. So we figured out, and this is so simple when you think about it, because on a mobile phone, it's really hard to do the choose your journey, because you want to have four things there, but you don't have enough space for that.
No.
So basically what we figured out is put your inside advantage statement on that prime real estate area. That's the part before they scroll. So inside advantage says, you know,
right there,
who's our targeted audience and what do we actually do for you? And be very specific. So we help established businesses adopt proven digital marketing solutions. Or we design and install mission-critical digital marketing systems for established businesses.
So you want it all there. Like, this is
one statement there that tells them, hey, I'm in the right place. I did this search. I found it on social media. I'm in the right place. Then right below that, right in the sort of middle of the screen, right, put this button. It's called Let's Get Started.
Exclamation mark or no exclamation mark?
No exclamation mark. You just
okay,
say, let's get started. And overwhelmingly, before going to the menu, before scrolling with their finger, they just click that button. It's like, let's get started. Okay, well, let's get started.
Should it be like blue, red? Should the color stand
really
out?
Matter. Okay. Like, as long as it stands out, right? So they click the button, let's get started. And that audit, we figured out how to hack like the scroll.
Uh-huh.
So we have IT people in our office. So we click the button. It doesn't go to another page. It just scrolls this page,
through.
Right? Scrolls automatically. And that takes you down to the journey, which now you choose from these four things. And they choose one of those. Then they go to that area, and then they take the next step. So this whole concept of micro-commitment marketing works really, really well.
Well, it's kind of like I read them as a kid in the 90s, choose your own adventure books, and you'd choose, and then it'd flip to go to page 85, and then you go to the, and then continue your journey. So that's what it kind of sounds like in my mind. And also, I'm thinking, if you hit let's get started and it scrolls down to the part of the page that you want them to see, they'll see all this other information and go, oh, maybe I could go back and look at some of that. I mean, there's a lot of Good content.
Well, yeah, because as it scrolls by all the content, they're starting to see, oh, there's a lot of stuff here. So they scroll backwards and whatever. And it's just kind of engaging that way, right? Buttons that actually scroll versus waiting for another page to load.
Yeah.
Plus, this really plays into the user experience optimization algorithm that Google developed, which basically says it's tracking the time on that you spend on the page. It's tracking your scroll rate. It's tracking your click rate, all of these things. So the more they scroll, the more they click, the more they engage, the longer they stay on the page, the higher Google ranks that page in search.
Oh, beautiful. Now, the other important thing is, in order to do this, you can't just create a website that you can, you know, access with your desktop browser. You have to create that version, but then another one for your phone. How many businesses will just create the one website and think, oh, I guess it'll look okay on a phone if somebody's accessing
it should
that
be,
way.
You know, a lot of people do two different things, right?
Yeah.
They have, and I saw this the other day, we're about to do business, I think, with a very large storage company in...
You don't want to give away too much here, do you?
They're everywhere.
Okay, let's go that.
They're everywhere. And they're very successful. And so we're about to help them. And what I noticed about their current website, and I think it's a new project that they want us to work on, but
yeah.
I noticed with their current project, the actual mobile version was very different than the desktop version.
So they should be the same.
They should be the same.
Really? Okay.
Absolutely.
I thought you'd want two different, but they should be.
They look differently.
Okay.
But it's the same content in the same order.
Oh, I got you.
Right? So you don't want to tell Google that your homepage is one thing for mobile and another thing for desktop. That's not a good plan.
Okay. Now let's talk about the software that one would require to do either the website on mobile or desktop. You need to invest in some good automation
right.
software.
This is the third thing that we talked about. So the first was polling and segmenting, then choose your journey. And then what I talked about in my keynotes was you have to invest in automation because this stuff doesn't work on its own. You can't just throw together things the way you used to throw them together and expect them to work. You have to have the proper software, has to be set up properly and accurately so that you can data mine, collect as much data as you can. A website doesn't collect data. It's only when you attach it to other things like proper software, like Infusionsoft, that you can start to look at the data and then make better decisions.
Well, as you said, you could do it with a human instead of having the software, but the problem is we are flawed. You may have people hitting your website after the work hours, and it takes you a day or so or a number of hours to get back to them, collect more information. It's just there's more time added. You're missing some steps as being a human trying to tackle this on your own.
And, so, Ryan, you make a good point. Like if it gets to the sales process and then there's a human involved, you got to keep that human on track.
Mm-hmm.
So what Infusionsoft will do is it'll send three emails to the client. If the client doesn't take action on those emails, then it creates a task for you to follow up where the automation failed. So the first email, you know, click here to make your appointment. Second email, click here to make your appointment. Third email, click here to make your appointment. Right.
Yeah.
So 4 days later, the software didn't get them to make an appointment, pick up the phone and call them. Right. So, but it tells you these things. So you have to set it up properly to do that. So when I say invest in automation, there's basically, what I talked about is like four things that are really killer right now.
Mm-hmm.
So number one, you absolutely need something like Infusionsoft. There's some new players in the game.
I was going to ask, are there
some
other...
Some things work. I love Infusionsoft because it's incredibly advanced and it's not for the faint of heart, but that's what we help our clients
with.
Well,
that's why you have the training.
This is why we have, well, not just training, but we build it for them and then train them how to use it. The second thing is you absolutely build everything on top of WordPress because WordPress is like the best software for building websites on planet Earth.
Yeah.
As long as you have the right plugins and the right theme and stuff like that. Number three is you absolutely need something to do with text. So there has to be text marketing associated with this because if the emails fail, the texts will get through. People open their texts. Right?
Everybody looks at text.
So we have a company that we work with called Mobit, which is a plugin or it sits on top of Infusionsoft to help us automate both email and text messaging. And then finally, a product called Appointment Core. So Appointment Core, if you're in the service business, it puts all of the booking of appointments in the hands of the audience, which they love. So they can pick availability. It reminds them of when their appointment is. Or it reminds you of when you're going to meet them, that kind of stuff.
When we come back, I want to ask you more about the texting and smartphones because I'll ask you as well, are many businesses and companies out there behind the times and they're not aware of what they could be doing with smartphones in this day and age related to their business, and they're missing the mark on that. We'll discuss that with Paul Tobey, CEO of Business Pros Marketing, online, businessprosmarketing.com, 647-608-7767. We're back in a moment on Talk Radio AM 640. Welcome back. The Business Pros Radio Hour. Paul Tobey's here with us, CEO of Business Pros Marketing. We've talked about polling and segmenting the visitors to your website, helping them choose their journey, basically. And the third approach, investing in the correct automation software for your website. And Paul, I want to ask you, smartphones, are businesses behind the times when it comes to marketing to people directly via their smartphones?
So what we try to do in the initial stages of working with all of our clients is assess their current technology stack, assess their appearance online. How well are they doing? Are they getting lots of traffic? We look at their Google Analytics. We actually don't even use Google Analytics for our company. We use better software than that. There's actually better out there.
Ouch, take that, Google.
And we love Google, but you know, there's just certain things that it can't tell us that we need to know. So we assess all of that, and what I can tell you based on assessing literally hundreds of clients, how many of them have mobile ready for today's world? Mm-hmm. And the answer is none.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that, though?
You don't know what you don't know.
But everybody has a smart... It should be...
Yeah.
I guess these are people who aren't...
I'm not saying there aren't people online that haven't got it right.
Yeah.
I'm just saying... Our clients, so when they come to us, and these are established businesses, right? These are not fly-by-night operations, some guy, you know, working out of his kitchen table. Nothing wrong with that.
No.
Right? Working out of your kitchen, and I think that's cool. You want to be a solopreneur and everything, that's great. But we're talking about big business sometimes, like not enterprise business, but bigger businesses, profitable businesses. And then you look at, and some have no mobile presence whatsoever.
Is it because they're hiring the wrong people, or their expertise is in building this widget A and it's not in the marketing side of things? You know, that does happen as well.
There could be a number of different things.
Okay.
Number one, they don't know what they don't know. They've got the wrong people, wrong seat on the wrong bus kind of thing, working in their IT department. I don't know. I don't know if they've subcontracted to their dog walker's friend. I have no idea. But the reality is most, if not all, need improvement in that area. And yes, 60%, and it's rising every day, it seems, 60% of all traffic and searches is done on phones because people have their phone on them all day. And they're like, oh, I gotta, you know what? We used to live in a world where if you didn't know something, right, you'd kind of discuss it, right? So who was the lead in that movie? It was, you know, a few years ago, and I can't remember the name of the movie, and everybody's like racking their brains. Now we just Google it.
The first thing you do. People hate it when somebody, I'll Google, I'll look it up. Like, right. No, I know him right.
Because, you know, we have the entire history of the world carried around in our pocket, if you think about that.
It's crazy.
And businesses, for some reason, have somewhat ignored this, and I'm not quite sure why, but I'm here to help. And so let's get you a grant. Let's get you a Canada Job Grant, and we'll get your employees in. We'll train them on the systems that we build,
and
we'll
help
your company. Because I'm telling you, what we do, and this grant is amazing. We love it. We love the government for helping us help our people.
It's what, like $1 billion?
Yeah, it's like $1 billion, like $1.6 billion or something.
No, a company's not going to get $1 billion, but look at some of that, you know.
And like I say, I mean, the vast majority of our clients, we help them get the grant. They get it, no problem. They know within a couple of days. It's a very simple process. But we have a track record now, right? So... We make the service providers whose job it is to give out the money, we make them look good because we're training people, we're creating jobs, we're doing all of this wonderful work. And I know that sounds a lot like we're patting ourselves on the back, but I love it when we do good work because when our clients succeed, that helps us succeed.
Well, if you want to succeed, Paul Tobey's the guy to talk to here. He's CEO of Business Pros Marketing. Online, it's a great website. You can check it out, businessprosmarketing.com, and you can give him a call, or Jeff. We'll see who answers when you call 647-608-7767. It'll be Jeff.
It'll be Jeff talking to you. Hey, thank you all for hanging out with me. I know I've got a bunch of Facebook friends that are here on Facebook Live.
Hey.
Thanks for listening to the show. I appreciate everybody's time, and hope to see you again real soon. Listen to the show. There's a rebroadcast next Saturday night at 7 o'clock on AM 640.